officially, the monthly meeting will come to order with District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey. How are you, Tim?
I'm good, Riley. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
Good, good.
So, yeah. been a long month here. You got plenty to discuss, and I'm ready.
Well, we've had a lot going on. The weather's really nice. It's nice to have the evenings cool down and the days warm up, but they don't get so warm that you're really wishing that it'd cool off. So, yeah, the days have been great. I've been really busy attending. We've had work session meetings and a couple regular Board of Supervisors meetings, and those are on YouTube. And it's surprising that on YouTube, I think the last time we're getting, you know, like 35, 40 people sometimes tuning in on YouTube. So,
oh, that's great.
If anybody's interested in on Gila County website, our agenda's on there. So if there's something on the agenda that you're interested in, you can go on YouTube and watch the Board of Supervisors meetings and even our work sessions.
And then are they preserved after the meeting where somebody could see it a day or two later, or is it just live?
I think it's just live,
okay.
But I think they're all recorded.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
They have to be, but yeah, I don't know that the video's recorded. Good question. I can ask them. But then, if people are on YouTube, they can type in questions to the board as well.
No, that's great.
So if you ever would want to address the board, you can. But we're starting to have a lot more work sessions. Just because the three supervisors, we can't sit down and visit.
Right.
It's got to be a meeting with a court reporter and everything, because we can't go have coffee or things like that, because it only takes two saying yes to change Gila County. So we can't ever visit. And so we have a lot more work sessions to discuss a lot more of the projects going around, because it seems like we've got a lot more going on than there has been. And but anyway, on the 6th of April, I went to a NACO, which is a National Association of Counties Transportation. I'm on the National Transportation Steering Committee. That's always interesting when you talk about transportation for the nation. You get into ships and railroads and
right.
You know how to transport things. And, you know, everybody wonders, well, why all of the trucks look alike? That's because our bridges and roads are designed for those axle weights. And so you can't, you know, just put more loads on a truck, because our highways and bridges aren't designed. And if you travel much on the interstate, you can sure tell that, because those interstates are tore up. But anyway, and then on the 10th, I attended a fire chief's meeting, where all the fire chiefs get together, and I think they were kind of kicking the can a little bit around maybe trying to bring all of those together under one hat to try to save funding and be under kind of one organization instead of a bunch of little organizations. And I'm not sure where all that's going to go. We didn't get into that a whole lot. And then on the 10th, I had my Roosevelt community meeting, and I just had one today. And then I had one last month. And then at the Little League field, I help with the maintenance on it, and then I pay for the electric, for the lights, and have, you know, helped with getting the sprinklers and water system going again. And so they asked me to throw out the first pitch, so I got to throw out the first pitch for the Little League season this year. So that was fun. I did a walkthrough on the Tonneau Bridge project, and it's about 30%. Complete. We had some delays because we've had more moisture this winter than we've had in an awful long time, and so now they've had a little bit of equipment issues, but not bad. So that's going forward. And again, on our website, our engineer team at the county do like once a month drone flyovers of the construction project, and that's on the county website. So you can see the progress of that construction project, which is a good thing. I did a cleanup in Gaisela, where I had the staff bring a couple roll-offs, and then when I do like a community cleanup like that, Steph was kind of grouchy at me because when they got the roll-offs back, it was a mixed load, so they spent a lot of time sorting out
yeah.
the metal, the tires, this, that. So I got to where I take my own truck and trailer Ooh. To these cleanups, and all the tires and the metal I put on my truck and trailer, and then everything else goes in the roll-off so that they don't have to start it to sort it when they get back. And so that's fine. I enjoy being out there and communicating with the people of the community.
Sure.
You know, it's a good deal. And so that was in Gaisela on the 22nd.
Let me interrupt you and say I went to YouTube to Gila County Government.
Uh-huh.
And if you actually click on Gila County Government, so you get to the government site itself, strangely enough, click on live, the word live. Even though it's not live, the meetings are preserved there.
Are they?
They are.
Cool.
Not all of them. See, that's the thing. I'm looking like here's one that was streamed 7 days ago, and one streamed 13 days ago. And, you know, some of them are 2 hours and 7 minutes. Some are 3 hours and 49 minutes, but some are only 31 minutes, so you're going to have to kind of go through it, and it looks like they're just starting to do this, because I see the Telegraph fire in June of 2022, and then the next thing I see is Gila County BOS meeting 1 month ago, 2 hours 11 minutes, so it looks like they're doing it, and they're doing it through last week.
Right. Well, good.
So live.
Yeah, and as everything, you know how IT is, you always end up with some kind of issue with the IT.
Don't start me. Now, by the way, we're talking about how many people see these videos, and it's quite a lot. And how many people call Tim on the radio? That would be no one.
That'd be a good idea to throw the number out.
Yeah, 888-876-5593. 888-876-5593, which is 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. And that's as simple as that, and an operator is standing by. Okay, John's sitting in the other room ready to take your call.
If you have something to say, say it.
Absolutely.
You know, just call in, and even if you have a complaint, that's okay to let the world know about it, because if I don't know about it, I can't help you with it. And if I do know about it, then we'll try to work it out and see what we can do about it. But anyway, going on, I met with the Miami Town Hall meeting, and I think I'll go over there this evening when I get off the radio. They've got a town hall meeting this evening, and the mayor asked me to show up once in a while. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's good to get over there and see what's going on with the town of Miami.
Yeah.
Central Arizona Government had a meeting down in Apache Junction with Central Arizona Government. Then there was the NRA dinner. It was well attended.
Oh, good.
I went out there for that. And then on the 4th of this month, I had a roll-off day in Deer Creek Village, which is kind of over there by Rye. And again, we filled two dumpsters in my truck and trailer in about 3 hours. I mean, when you tell people you're coming a little ahead of time, believe me.
They show up.
They figure out how to get stuff
exactly.
over there for you.
Yeah.
And like I say, today, today I had a Roosevelt community meeting. And then at 3, met with a assistant county manager, and then on the radio now, and then going to go to the Miami meeting after this. So
6:30.
Yeah,
it's
a busy time of year. We've got a lot of things going. The project on Golden Hill is kind of a pain. If you have to drive through that area, it's one way.
And which way is that, by the way?
It's downhill.
Okay, so
you can
if you're
only
turning,
go downhill. Yeah.
If you're in Central Heights, turning off like Central Avenue or Main, you can go down.
You take a right, you can go all the way down. But you're not coming back. Okay. So if you live there and you come out to Golden Hill, you got to go down.
You're right,
all the way around or out to the stoplight there by Judy's,
Those calls must be interesting.
And But it's making it a lot nicer, that walkway, because there was no room there for pedestrians.
Of course not.
And it was hazardous, and especially at night, because it's not lit. And so as I came down today, I went down that way, and they're putting the handrail up. And so that's really nice that they've got they're putting the handrail up on where they've already poured the sidewalk.
About how much of it's done?
A lot.
Good.
Yeah, it's close. Other than the backfield where the curb meets the asphalt, and they have a little bit more concrete to do, but they're
coming along.
They're sure on the downhill side of getting that completed.
So maybe July 1st it'll be done.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think. If not, it'll be real close.
So they're on schedule pretty much, which is good. Have they moved the pods for the new mailboxes?
I haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. I haven't seen the new pods.
Yeah, but right. They're coming.
They're coming. If they're not there, like I said, just because I haven't seen them doesn't mean they're not there. Because a lot of times I get where I'm going, but I don't look around a whole lot sometimes. But
by the way, your IT person did a really nice job redesigning the website. It's much easier to navigate, and there's a link right on the homepage to that Board of Supervisors live feed, and that is somewhat of a misnomer because it's not only live; you will see replays there as well. And then all the events that are coming up, like tonight's meeting at the Miami Town Council, or the fact that the Friends of the Miami Memorial Book Sale is on through the end of the month. So it's very nicely done.
Yeah, we try to kind of let everybody know what's going on, and we try to...
It used to be a maze. It really was. You'd compliment yourself if you got where you were going, but it's much more user-friendly now, and that's terrific.
Well, good. Well, while we're on that subject, Raleigh, we're doing and I think the way to get to it is on the county website. It's called Summer Youth Participant.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to do our summer youth jobs.
Okay. Yeah, I see we're hiring search job listing. Will I see it under that?
Maybe. I don't know. I talked to Kathy Melvin, and she said it's on the website under Summer Youth Participant.
Oh, this isn't good. I don't see this. All right, so I guess I have to search for it. I search for Summer Youth Participants.
Yes.
And let's see what they tell me.
Okay.
They tell me that summer youth work, 3 urgent job openings near me, summer youth employment jobs. These are ads. Oh, you know what? This goes to a search engine. So all it does is go to a search engine.
Okay, well, I'll get more information on that. But
and have them do a link like they have on everything else here on the homepage, so it's easy for people.
Right. Anyway, if you're interested and can't find out where to go on that, call me at my office, and I'll get you that information. Because we're doing the summer youth interviews here pretty quick, and they're going to make $13.85 an hour.
Nice.
And last year, we countywide filled 45 positions.
Nice.
For summer health, and that's the Hayden-Winkleman area all the way up to Payson and Globe, and their interviews go on. And so, if a youth is interested in IT, then that's where their summer job will be. You know, we try to place them where their interests are. Not everybody gets a pick and a shovel and you go do road work.
Exactly.
It's if you want to get in to be a nurse or something, then we try to work you into the health department or how those things go. They do interviews and try to place the youth. And that's just great news, because I think when I first got elected, there was like 2 summer jobs.
Oh, jeez.
And so now we've worked in with the other cities and towns, and everybody's kind of pitching in to help our youth. And it's hard to find employees. Everybody's sure to help. So if we can get our teens interested in a particular position, we have county employees that have been here for like 35 years because they started when they were youth. And so... that would be nice. Or even if they work with us for a year or two and go off and get a college education or something, then they may want to come back to the area at some point in time.
Right. So. Absolutely. Let me mention, I do love the website and the redesign, but they have a search, and it's utterly useless because it's a search that goes on to a search engine for the whole internet. This needs to be a search for the site.
Well, I sure hope our IT person's listening.
I do too, because it really needs to be a search for the site.
You're
not,
right.
Because when people are at the site, they want to know, where can I find this on the site? They don't want to know that I can, find another website unrelated in Guam.
Right. Understood.
So that's everything else I've seen about it is good. But and by the way, it's an easy way to go, and I understand why they do it, but it's an utterly useless thing on a website.
to somebody looking for something.
Yes. Yes.
I find it all frustrating.
Well, it wouldn't be frustrating if it were, and that would be, I understand the coding involved, sorry. And it's a different situation, but that will help people because I'm sitting here while we're talking and I am not finding this summer youth easily. Okay. I haven't found it yet.
Okay. Yeah. I think she told me that it was on HealyCountyAZ.gov.
And go
to Summer Youth Participant.
Where would I find that?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It's not listed there. And then when I try to do the search, thinking I'm searching the site, I'm searching the world.
Okay.
Now here. Okay, I got a pop-up here. Now I got a pop-up which actually says Youth Summer Jobs. I can apply on that. Okay. All right. So that worked, but not quickly. Okay. anyway, okay. It did. So I've got some there. But you can call Tim, I guess, because these look good. $13.85 hourly. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good way for them to get some experience and save a little money, over the summer.
Yeah.
Because $13.85 an hour is not too bad for someone paying you to learn something.
Oh, you betcha it's not. Plus, also the contacts you make and everything else. It's a good experience. Like I say, that popped up when I went to job opportunities, human resource, but it hasn't popped up again. Right. So, yeah. Frustrating. Now when I... Oh, this is interesting. When I go to leave the page, it pops up again.
Huh.
We got some coding to do.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I will reach out to IT and see.
Yeah, exactly. I go to leave that page, comes up nonstop, but it's unacceptable, for the average user, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, but it's light years better. I'm not meaning to denigrate it. God knows, it was a lot of work that went into this.
Yeah, but anyway. We do have summer jobs, and like I say, last year, we put around 45 youth. To work over the summer, and so we're getting ready to do interviews. So if you're interested or have grandkids or kids or whatever that are needing some motivation, let's go. And also on summer youth, I hear that some are the City of Globe is maybe looking to hire lifeguards. So I read a paper, I think the mayor's page in the paper said that they're looking at maybe opening the Globe Pool.
Good.
Maybe by the end of May.
Yeah, hiring lifeguards, that's encouraging.
That
means
encouraging.
There's going to be water in that thing.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so.
Yeah.
So that's good. So, yeah, we're hiring people in City of Globe, so the youth should have no problem trying to find employment for the summer.
Right.
If they're reaching out.
And May 16th is a week from tomorrow, so I assume that is a hard deadline.
I don't know that there's a hard deadline.
Oh, they're saying imply by May on the pop-up. The pop-up
for the City of Globe, or are we on the county?
No, we're on the county.
Oh.
We're on the county.
Okay, and so what's the 16th?
That's the cutoff for applying for these.
Okay, so, well, I'm glad you looked it up, because that's information I didn't have. So you have 8 days to get interested and apply.
According to this pop-up, yes.
According to the pop-up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And if you don't get in, call me, and we still might be able to get you an interview.
Right, yeah. See, it's a nice little pop-up coming up on the homepage. Then it pops up into the particulars.
Oh, okay.
So it's there. You'll find it. But, yeah, I don't know. May 16th might be hard, so stop thinking about it and start doing it.
Well, good. And we're like I said, Christian Cinema was here a while back, and I met with her mentioned to her that our funding had gotten taken away to do a lot of the drainage work here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I recently heard back from her staff. And so we're going to have a meeting. I talked to Public Works Director today, and we're going to set up a meeting with her staff by their invitation to look at maybe some different funding sources to get back on the Russell Gulch drainage and mm-hmm. the road reconstruction.
I bet she'll come through.
And, you know, she's trying.
I've been very impressed with her. You know, I didn't know what to expect at first,
right,
like a lot of people.
Yeah.
But she's really following her conscience, doing
right,
the people's job. Now, as an
right,
independent, I don't know what her reelection chances are going to be.
Well,
it's
I think
tough,
they're fine, because I think...
I like her.
I think the majority of the voters anymore are kind of going that way.
Well, that's great.
I don't know. But and the fact that her and Eli Crane have both met, and they work well together, because
yeah,
one asked me if I talked to the other, and the other asked me if I talked
yeah,
to them. So that's good that both of them show an awful lot of interest in
yeah,
in helping smaller communities like ours.
Very encouraging, yes.
Yeah, it is. And so anyway, I'm encouraged about that, to try
yeah,
to get some more work done out on Russell to get that road rebuilt, and to get the drainage to protect our hospital and that APS power station there. And speaking of drainage, a big thank you to Freeport Mac Moran and Chad Cooper, because after our flooding this past year, right there by Walmart, you know, there was a backup
mm-hmm,
of drainage. And so met with Chad and ADOT, and several of us met there. And Chad said he'd work on getting it blue staked and stuff, and my
mm-hmm,
hat's off to him. He
good,
did. They got that blue staked. They got some equipment out there. And if you look, there's no longer a swamp. That drainage goes all the way through. So a big hello and thank you to
yeah,
them, because that drains not only that Walmart area, but, you know, Bonnie's Pizza and then the gas station and things there.
Mm-hmm.
All of that comes underneath the road right there that you turn to go to Miami High School. And that Walmart drainage all comes through there, so it's all opened up now, so all that area can drain. So I appreciate them working with us very much on getting that stuff cleaned up. And we have any callers?
Nope. No, I put the replays up there, and I do know that they are downloaded, and they're up in perpetuity, so you can listen to that anytime.
Well, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that
well,
in, because I've been rattling on and rattling
right,
on. And
no, it's
and
good.
I just thought, just
yeah, maybe.
See,
no,
yeah, maybe.
I would have interrupted.
Yeah, I would bet.
Yeah.
And I would just like to remind everybody that all the moisture that we had this year grew an awful lot of weeds and grass and everything else. And
boy, howdy.
And so around your places, you know, try to clean up before it gets completely dead, because here pretty soon we're going to get into fire restrictions, and then there's more danger in cutting the weeds than there is in just
well,
leaving
right,
them. So,
right,
you know, before they dry out completely, if you need to do some weed eating around a perimeter fence to protect your property, would appreciate it.
Well, I would also think if you're adjacent to a property that is no longer inhabited, that seems to be abandoned, and you've got a real problem,
sure,
you can go to the county and register a complaint, and whoever owns that property, assuming someone does, will be called to fix it.
Yes, but we have a lot of properties that I'm trying to get everything compiled to get together with our state legislature, because we have a lot of properties that the people have deceased,
yeah,
and someone's paying the property taxes,
right,
but they're not taking care of the property. And when we go to cite someone for the blight, then there's no one there to cite,
right,
because they're not responsible.
But we talked about that last time,
yeah,
and that is a growing problem, particularly with what's happening, that we still don't have sewers in a lot of Central Heights and areas where people are abandoning their properties.
And
they're saying, I'm out of here.
Which has created another problem that I recently found out, is there are huge corporations that the tax lien property,
uh-huh,
they pay the back taxes,
right,
and there's a lot of properties that they have paid the taxes to the maturity point that
right,
they can put a lien against it and own it,
right,
and they're not.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they just have the property tied up. No one else can pay the back taxes on it. No one else can foreclose on it, but they aren't foreclosing on it. So I'm trying to compile all of this because I need to go to I want to go to our state legislature and just get a pass to where anybody in the state of Arizona, if you are paying property taxes,
you're responsible for the property.
I don't care if you're a huge corporation.
I agree.
I don't care if you're if someone has deceased and the grandchild or nephew or whoever's paying the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep it out of a tax lien sale, you're liable for it. And if you're paying for it in a tax lien sale, you're liable for it, which would, I think, would help these huge corporations from just gobbling up all this property.
Well, yes.
Then that would give individuals who care about fixing the property the opportunity to get it for back taxes and then rehab it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is critical in this area because there are many neighborhoods, right, where you will see almost an entire block of blight.
Right.
And when you're talking about like the weeds and the fire, I mean, now it's not only an eyesore, it's a danger. And to have this kind of a loophole, you know,
it is.
I'll be honest, I've been in a couple of cases paid property taxes and then the property owner rectified it before it came time.
Right.
But if it did come time.
But that's okay because they have to pay you back for whatever you put in plus
interest.
With interest.
It was a lot better interest than the banks were offering, so it was a fine plan.
Yeah.
But, and then,
it works.
No, it does work. And in every case in my situation, the property owner did rectify it before it was time for the lien and paid it back, paid the interest, and all was good.
And that's,
And they're still on the hook for it and responsible.
Sure.
But the idea that I could have done that to the point of a lien and then not gone ahead and executed the line.
Executed the lien.
And
I can't be the first person that ever saw this. I can't believe that all counties don't have issues of this type.
Well, you know, that's one of the unique things about rural counties, though. It's not every neighborhood, but there's a lot of neighborhoods where they're clearly mixed use, to be polite.
Yes.
And you've got all sorts of potential, but you've got a lot of abandon. And that's particularly true, Central Heights and all that, because no sewers.
Right. And that's the reason for a lot of the abandonments, and the people quit paying taxes because they couldn't live there anymore.
Right.
And so this corporation is not going to foreclose on them, because what are they going to do with them? Well, why'd they buy them the first place? But they still need to be responsible because there's people squatting on them and there's trailers there that have burnt. It's really really a bad deal. And here I have people calling and I have to explain to them that, I'm sorry. I right now I can't help you, but maybe we can get a state bill passed at some point in time.
This is crucial.
Yeah, it is.
Because you don't, you know, the county doesn't have the funds to keep these lots in habitable condition as far as not burning and all that. So you do, it becomes an obstacle, a problem.
Right.
And whoa, boy. Yeah. Hopefully that's on somebody's real, you know, expedited list, because this is important.
Right. And so anyway, I'm working with the health department on some of these properties, because if there is a certain rule for the health department that it doesn't matter who the owner is, if there's a health issue with a particular property, they can come in and deal with it. They don't need a responsible owner. They can come in and deal with the problem because it is a public health issue.
And there are some.
And so, like I say, worst case scenario, I'm getting all the pictures and all the properties together and the corporations
for you.
Of that nature to try to convince one of our state legislatures to carry a bill to help us clean these messes up.
Yes.
But in the meantime, maybe some of those that are really kind of a fire hazard and some of these dangers, maybe our health department will be able to come in and help us deal with some of
that. So if you're really adjacent to a real problem, don't hesitate to report it.
Right. Or even, you know, when I'm meeting with our legislatures, our congressmen and senators, if there's some type of funding program out there, you know, to help us with our clean and lean program, that I don't care if it is like they haven't paid the taxes on it or it's a corporation that hasn't put a lien on it or gone for their lien to own the property, maybe we could go in and take care of that property and just lien it.
Right.
You know, So when they do foreclose on it, there's a lien.
Right, right. They'll pay you back for what you did, of course.
Yeah, so like makes I say, sense. I'm just trying
every angle
in the world to help us clean up some of this, because Dollar Dump Day didn't do it.
No, they're not here for it, of course. I would think that some of our state legislators would understand that this is crucial enough that local voters are going to bring this issue up at election time.
Well, I would hope. Like I say, I'm compiling all the evidence to show them overwhelming proof of pictures and numbers of properties to kind of help convince them that it is a real problem. And hopefully that other small counties have this same problem.
Oh, sure.
And if I can come up with a design or pattern of what I've done, maybe it'll be easy for them to find that information, and maybe together our smaller counties can get together and maybe push the state. But you never know.
Well,
just got to keep trying, really.
Absolutely.
Just got to keep trying.
Yeah, so we'll do this again next month.
Okay.
Hard to believe we've come to the end of the meeting and you didn't call.
Yeah.
And that's June the 12th at 5:30. So you've got a whole month to think about all the things you want to talk about on the radio. And I hope that you will. And John is here.
It'll be on the AM.
Oh, I should mention that. Yes, it will. It will be on the AM this Sunday at 8 a.m. and the FM. It'll be on 106.1, and it'll be on 1240 a.m. at 8 a.m. this Sunday. And prior to that, it will be at kqss.net, right on the homepage. The first link is for all these meetings, and all these meetings since Tim has done it, which is a long time now, they're all there, ready for you to hear anytime.
And if you're bashful and don't want to be on the radio, 928-402-44. 417 is my office. You're welcome to call in.
4417.
Leave a message, or if I answer, go ahead and talk to me. So
sounds great.
Thank you, Roy.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
KQSS Miami.
It's country and more. Nila 101.9.com.